Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes and about 14 tracks, it looks like, from the playlist here. The show today is number 190, but the theme is, you know, do you remember those things we used to have called concerts, where we'd listen to things live? Now, I play, you know, all live musicians. I don't really do any channeling of dead musicians at all. On this show, not at all. So when I'm talking about live music, I'm talking about music that was captured in concert and then put onto some sort of a compact disc or whatever. So the next few shows, I'm just going to be playing some live music. This is all kind of like, remember concerts that we're slowly getting back to? This is a band called Bayoga, and I'll tell you more about them in a moment, and lots more music. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy it. Live music. Whoa. Remember that? Remember crowds? Remember cheering? Yes, indeed. It is slowly coming back. That is a band called Bayoga, and they describe themselves as four Nordy lads in a Limerick lass, doing new wave trad. They've always sort of pushed the boundaries of Irish traditional sound, and they blend some genres. Nordy meaning, you know, sort of Nordic influenced. They've been a band who've taken the Irish culture to a variety of international audiences, like you know, like the Chieftains have, and the Enya, and the Coors, and so on and so forth. But what they're doing isn't really Irish enough for some Irish-American festivals. But there you go. Hey, let's not complain. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we are doing live concerts. Remember concerts? That's the first of a series of shows I'm going to do, because we are getting into the season when there'd be all kinds of music happening, at least in the hemisphere I'm in. And unfortunately, some of those are not yet happening yet, but they will come. Next up, we have a couple of Quebec bands. First of all, Les Battants, and they were from Quebec City. They were a trad outfit. They released their first album in about 2000, fall of 2000, I believe. Tripotage, it was called. I think it referred to both fiddles and pawings or whatever, which is kind of an interesting combination. It was released by the same record label as the Quebec Traditional Music Act, La Bottine Souriante, which will follow with something that they did live as well. But Les Battants was a little bit more like a French crossover, sort of like the group Malicorne from France, and music from Brittany and Ireland and Scotland coming together with Quebecois music and so on. And even some Eastern European influences and some Scandinavian influences. So they're a bit more Malicorne than La Bottine. But Lapotsine was born in the fall of 1976 in La Naudière by Yves Lambert, André Marchand, and Mario Fauré. And they were, I can't say enough good about them. I just think they're one of Canada's finest traditional roots bands. They added horns in 1990, and they just went from there, from strength to strength. And outside of cheese, they're probably one of Quebec's best exports. But let's start off with Les Bâtons, something called Vin et Amour.
Brune, c'est à savoir si je l'aurai. Oui, je l'aurai. Coûte que coûte, donnez-moi du vin que j'en goûte. J'aime le vin, j'aime l'amour, j'aime le vin la nuit comme le jour. J'aime le vin, j'aime l'amour, j'aime le vin la nuit comme le jour. Beau camarade, je suis malade, faites-moi mon lit, je veux me coucher. Oui, mais avant de me coucher, versez-moi du vin que j'en goûte. J'aime le vin, j'aime l'amour, j'aime le vin la nuit comme le jour. J'aime le vin, j'aime l'amour, j'aime le vin la nuit comme le jour. Dans mon jardin, j'en sèmerai si long, si large, j'en ferai part à tous mes camarades. J'aime le vin, j'aime l'amour, j'aime le vin, la nuit comme le jour.
J'aime le vin, j'aime l'amour, j'aime le vin, la nuit comme le jour.
Diablé, t'as pendu pied comme une ornée. Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Un courant du Hachibougamo, j'ai vu Johnny tomber sur le dos. C'est l'homme qui s'est foulé la patte, je peux vous dire qu'à Patersmat. Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
On a été à La Rochelle, on a couché dans un chic hôtel. Mais là, Jocelyn, on l'a cherché, sur le quai de la gare, fut oublié. Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
À Winnipeg, au casino, ce cher Denis Vizel trop gros. Mais à la table de Blackjack, que le portefeuille est du même date. Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Et courant tu à Chicago, vous dites que les brassiers étaient gorlots. En se réveillant, ils ont eu peur, manquer la commission des liqueurs. Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant. C'était pour retrouver notre lit, mais l'avion s'est vite à brosser. On pensait bien tout y rester. Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Et puis envoyez de l'avant aux gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Recorded live in concert. That's La Bottine Souriante. And I'd drive to Quebec City in a heartbeat to see them again if they were ever playing there or any or anywhere else. From their live CD, En Spectacle. And they have a pile of CDs, so it's easy to get their material if you want. Before that, we heard from a band called Les Battants and from their CD Eau de Vie. That was something called Vin et Amour. And we're playing music from concerts, just because we're remembering that as they slowly come back here on Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 190 this evening. You could be listening to this show on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, or 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we're going to get into sort of a bluegrass frame of mind, because there's lots of bluegrass festivals. And they come in all shapes and sizes, I tell you. It's very interesting. Especially if you head into America, or what's the United States, because they're not just America. America is two whole continents. But if you head into the United States, there are a wide variety of bluegrass festivals. Some you know, progressive bluegrass. It's kind of like the politics, isn't it, there? And some are pretty straightforward, conservative bluegrass. And they, every banjo sounds the same. But they're all lovely events, for sure. And I've gone to a variety of them. So we're going to hear a couple of tracks here. This is Laurie Lewis and Grant Street. Laurie Lewis is an American singer and bluegrass musician. She fell in love with American folk music when she was a teenager back in the end of the 1960s, the folk revival, folk scare then. In her early 20s, then she discovered the Bay Area bluegrass scene, which was a really powerful mix of a historic sort of progressivism, because that area was known for that, and a devotion to musical tradition and so on. So she played with a number of bands, Phantoms of the Opry, The Good Old Persons. I think it was an all-female band, actually, one of the early female bluegrass bands. In 1979, she founded the Grant Street String Band, and that's who she's with here at a concert in at the, I think it's the, in Colorado, Bluegrass Festival there. She won California's Women's Fiddling Championships twice. After that, we'll hear from the same festival, Front Range, and they're a contemporary bluegrass band, and they first became popular in the 1990s. They started out in the 80s, somewhere around that. Their name comes from the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains, which is centered in Colorado. That's where they formed in the mid-80s. Got four albums out or so. And they, boy, by gosh, they sure play fast. So a little bit of bluegrass here to get us in the mood for concerts. This is Lori Lewis and Grant Street and a wonderful vocal piece. Just listen to these harmonies.
Well, I dreamed that I had died and gone to my reward. A job in heaven's textile mill on a golden boulevard. And the mill was made out of marble. And the machines were made out of gold. And nobody ever grew tired, Lord. Nobody ever grew old. Oh, well, the mill was built on a garden. No dust nor dirt could be found. The air was clean and it smelled so sweet with the flowers and the trees all around. And it was quiet and peaceful in heaven. There was no clatter or boom. And we heard the most beautiful music as we worked at the spindle and the loom. And the mill was made out of marble. And the machines were made out of gold. And nobody ever grew tired, Lord. Nobody ever grew. Well, there was no unemployment in heaven. We worked steady all through the year. We always had food for the children. We were never haunted by fear. And the mill was made out of marble. And the machines were made out of gold.
Made out of
gold. Nobody ever grew tired, Lord. Nobody ever grew old. When I awoke from the dream about heaven, well, I wondered if there would be a mill like that one here on earth for people like you and me. And the mill was made out of marble. The machines were made out of gold.
Made out of
and nobody
gold.
Ever grew tired. Oh, oh. Nobody ever grew. Oh.
Girl, and I know that she is mine. Life's worth living any time. Down in Caroline, it's no matter where I roam. She'll be waiting there, I know. And I'll find that gal of mine down in Caroline. She'll be waiting there for me, and soon a smile. She's all mine, I can be. Down in Caroline, it's no matter of home. She'll be waiting there, I know. And I'll find that gal of mine down in Caroline. Kiss me goodnight, and I know her there I know. And I'll find that gal of mine down in Caroline. And I'll find that gal of mine down in Caroline. Thank you very much.
Love that. That's pretty good. That was from Colorado. That was the Telluride Bluegrass Festival there. But the air is different there, you know, because they're so high that it must be that you can just play really fast because the air is thinner, right? Isn't that how it goes? It's like eggs boil at different times. Anyway, that was Front Range, something called Down on Caroline, before that we heard from Lori Lewis and Grant Street. And by the way, Telluride Festival is almost as I speak, it's the weekend, it's kind of in the middle of June, toward the end of June, and they're online as well, so you can actually join that festival, which is a really good bluegrass festival, I mean, from my subjective point of view, so take it as you will. But there's a lot of festivals that have come online, and so I have attended more festivals this past year, although it's not quite the same as being in concert. So that's why we're focusing on in concerts for this show today on the show number 190 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. So it is called Remember Concerts. We're going to continue on with the bluegrass theme. This is Ricky Skaggs. And yeah, by the age of 21, he was already considered a recognized master. He got 15 Grammy Awards or something like that. He was born in Cordell, Kentucky. He got his first mandolin when he was 5 years old. And when the legendary Bill Monroe came to Martha, Kentucky for a performance, the crowd already knew, Ricky and the mandolin. They wouldn't let up until little Ricky Skaggs got up to play with Bill Monroe, you know, the father of bluegrass. And he called 6-year-old Ricky Skaggs. Skaggs had aged one whole year at this point. Called him up, and he placed his own mandolin around the neck of Ricky Skaggs, and he adjusted the strap to fit his small frame, and just took the crowd away. You always be careful, you know. If you're in an act with animals or kids, they just win the show all the time. By the time he was 7, he had performed bluegrass with Flat and Scruggs, and he earned his first paycheck at 7 for a musical performance with them. He worked with Ralph Stanley, J.D. Crow, and a whole bunch of others. And then at one point he got into country music, and he had to make country-only albums because that was his record company. The country genre can be pretty strict and pretty narrow, and he just barely made it through those years. Got out and started blistering bluegrass again, and this is him doing straight up bluegrass with his band, the Kentucky Thunder, and he's in full recovery from country music at this point. He's beaten it, and his band they released an amazing 12 consecutive Grammy nominated classics of bluegrass classics, all the time keeping the emphasis on bluegrass and other forms of roots music as well. Anyway, stop talking, Ivan. This is from live at the Charleston Music Hall. Here's Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. A couple of tracks here. Black Eyed Susan and How Mountain Girls Can Love.
Black Eyed Susan,
oh.
Black Eyed Susan,
hey.
Black Eyed Susan,
oh.
Black Eyed Susan. Yep. Black Eyed Susan's long and tall sleeps in the kitchen with a heating hoe.
Hey.
Black Eyed Susan,
oh.
Black Eyed Susan,
hey.
Black Eyed Susan,
oh.
Black Eyed Susan.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Happy is four little kids to call me Pappy.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susan,
oh.
Black Eyed Susan,
hey.
Black Eyed Susan,
oh.
Black Eyed Susan.
Love
my biscuits, something green.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susan,
ho.
Black Eyed Susan,
hey.
Black Eyed Susan,
ho.
Black Eyed Susan.
Hey.
out in a high car wind on the trail of the old lonesome pine. Thinking of you, feeling so blue, wondering why I left you behind. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can love.
You just got to smile. You just got to laugh at that. That's great music there. Close harmonies, and they're just so frenetic in their playing, just so vigorous. You know, that was Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. That's How Mountain Girls Can Love, and Black Eyed Susan. This show today on Roots and Branches and Beyond is all about Remember Concerts? This is number one of, I think I'm going to do three shows of this before we get into Canada Day, and I guess we have to do an all-Canada show then, don't we? For sure. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and I'm Ivan Emke with you every week. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, or way down in the United States, WCFA, Cape May Radio, 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Okay, you know that I'm a bit obsessed with Scandinavian Nordic culture, and well, maybe you don't, but I'll freely admit it. And having traveled there a number of times and just sometimes wishing I had been born, who knows, maybe I was in a former life or whatever. But I'm going to play you some music. This is from the Ford Traditional and World Music Festival, I think that's what it's called. It's held in Norway every year, and it's probably the largest festival in Scandinavia for traditional and world music. And they have artists from around the world. So I'm going to actually play three tracks in a row of from that festival, just to give you an idea. First one is Hekla Stalsrenga, and this is a group out of Norway, one of Norway's most popular live acts, at least a few years back. And they several of Norway's leading musicians were in it, the fiddles and vocals and guitar and so on. And so I'll give you an idea of sort of new versions of Norwegian folk music. After that, we have the Amsterdam Klezmer Band. And they stand for tradition and innovation. They're widely known for their killer live performances, which are one thing that I really enjoy about concerts that we kind of miss when we're just listening to them on the CD. But anyways, and most of the audiences are kind of in a dancing frenzy at the end. So feel free to move the furniture around and do that yourself at home. And finally, in this set, we'll have the String Sisters. And that's a variety of really good fiddle players, women who are fiddle players. Is Anne Bjørg Lien from Norway. She has Katrine McDonald, who's from Shetland Islands. And Liz Carroll and Liz Knowles are both from the United States. Marie Nguini, who was with Alton in Ireland. Emma Hardeland from Sweden. And so they get together and they do, well, at this point they're doing just two tunes together. The Champagne Jig Goes to Colombia. It's interesting that the title has a story there. And Pat and Al's Jig. So a bunch of music from a great world music festival in Scandinavia. Starting off with Hekla Stalsrenga.
Jeg elsker den forblåste plassen her, der vindene ikke hindres ut av trær, der himmelen hard og grå som stein, og horisonten ikke for bein, der måsen skrik med vinger på, og flyr i sikksakk og på skrå. Og drømmer henger vingler i en livet är så svär. En klinge hus har klot sig fast. Med stor havet står det last och brast. Och människan är ute och går och snubblar som ett tio i en båt. Du finner de beste forholdene på jord. De 20 grader Celsius, hva det? Mot gradestokken på et sted.
Заработник ты спей,
дай бабос,
и я прям пум,
ради бог,
фотник ты ту,
укради,
и ханит стейл,
заработ,
фотник ты спей.
Над Москвой песочки, солнце и весна, распустились почки, и денег нет и ста. У меня на это есть один ответ. Больше пить не буду, а меньше тоже нет.
Он дахал лапы и канит от топов. Шопа байда сейман, это за хата сов. Века фолом прики, оф ин де вей-вей. Хейла даха ханга, эк лев о де тэфэй.
Где моя Одесса, где мой отчий дом? Даже день вчерашний, я помнится с трудом. У меня на это есть один ответ. Больше пить не буду, а меньше тоже нет.
Ханит стейл,
заработал,
фотник ты спейл,
дай бабу.
работы.
Ты кепхэм пул.
Ради бога.
Фотнить ты ду.
Укради.
Ханить стейна.
Заработай.
Фотнить ты спейна.
Где моя Одесса? Где мой чудом? Даже день вчерашний помнится с трудом. Если нету денег, это не беда. Привяжите вене к жопе навсегда. А у меня на это есть один ряд. Больше тут не буду, а меньше тоже нет. А у меня на это есть один ряд. Больше тут не буду, а меньше тоже нет. И не-не-не-не-не-не-не.
That's what happens when you are at a festival and you get six fine fiddlers from around the world together. That's called the String Sisters, something called Champagne Jig Goes to Colombia, and Pat and Al's Jig. Before that, we heard the Amsterdam Klezmer Band and their version of Nai Kasha, and the Hekla Stolstrenga, which is a band out of Norway, Sivu Trudve Fem. And so those were all recorded at the famous Ford Folk Festival in Norway. So we are doing today on Roots and Branches and Beyond, remembering concerts, just getting us all excited about getting back to those mosh pits of days gone by. Next up we have Caper Cayley, and this is a band out of Scotland, founded in the 1980s by Donald Shaw and Karen Matheson. Donald Shaw played accordion. Karen Matheson, wonderful vocalist. Donald Shaw, by the way, was this past year the artistic director of Celtic Connections in Glasgow, which was a wonderful event that actually I did a show on all material that came out of Celtic Connections, which was available on the internet. Where was I? Yes, so Caper Gaelic. They did traditional Gaelic and contemporary English songs, some modern production techniques and instruments. They're originally from Argyll, a region in western Scotland. The band is named after a wood grouse, a native Scottish bird, in case you wondered. The first two albums were, you know, very few modern instruments. The tunes and songs were played in a very traditional arrangement. Then they began to experiment a bit with funky bass lines, and this sort of fusion style gained Caper Gaelic some chart success in the 1990s. I remember when there was a couple of albums that came out then, and they were quite big in the Celtic scene, and I remember we brought them into when I was living in Ottawa, and it was great to see them do that live and just add a new kind of element to the audience for that kind of music. Since the 2000s, though, they've sort of drawn back from that for the heavy fusion a bit, and they continue to draw on two great strengths, which are the astonished musical dexterity of the fiddle and whistle and accordion players and so on and flute, and the wonderful voice of Karen Matheson, which Sean Connery, none less than Sean Connery, said, that is a throat that is surely touched by God. So, and the thing is that they have created this central strand of their Gaelic heritage into this fresh new sound. Anyway, this is live in concert, Caper Gaelic. This is something called Finlays, which includes some mouth music, which Karen does a wonderful job on. And you can kind of see their sinewy, fusionish sound. Fusionesque? I don't know. None of those are words. But there you go. This is Caper Gaelic.
Thanks a million. This is some Pushchapiel now, Gaelic mouth music, for those of you who feel like dancing. It's called Hachich Fion Logayiki.
Come on,
So that was the Chieftains and Nancy Griffith, and that was a great chestnut from the Irish tradition, Red is the Rose, and from a CD called An Irish Evening. Before that, we heard from Caper Cayley, and that was from a CD called Live in Concert. And Finlay's, you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Today we're listening to concerts. Remember concerts? Remember them? Yeah. You could be listening on Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Time for a couple more tracks here yet. We have the Blue Sky Boys. Now, this is a duo maybe you've never heard from or heard of before, but you've certainly heard music that was inspired by them. They were born and raised in East Hickory, North Carolina. Their parents were deeply religious. They belonged to the First Church of God. Not the Second Church. No. The First Church of God. And they taught the kids to sing hymns and gospel music and so on. And country music had just started in the 1920s. And so they started out, this was in the 1930s, the Blue Sky Boys. And this is Bill and Earl, the Bolick Brothers, B-O-L-I-C-K. And the brother acts were fairly popular during the 1930s. And they were noted for their distinctive harmony singing, which inspired all kinds of people later on. So in 1935, they started their career, basically. They played for radio station WWNC in North Carolina. They were the Good Coffee Boys there. Then another station, another name. They're the Blue Ridge Hillbillies somewhere else. Their first recordings were from 1936, and the last recordings were in 1951, I think it was, something like that. They were both served in World War II. And the final song they did was a remake of the very first song that they'd recorded in 1936. This was one, Sunny Side of Life. So they retired from music in 1951, and they were kind of out of sympathy with modern music at that time. They had been asked by their management and so on to feature an electric guitar, and they said, no, that's not really what we do. It's not really our thing. Yeah, it's not our scene. And so Bill became a postal clerk, and Earl took a job at Lockheed Aircraft. But in the early 1960s, they were kind of coaxed out of retirement, and they played at a number of festivals, including this one in 1964 at a university of all places. Bill talks about how, I don't want to go to the university and play. They don't know our music. Well, they did, actually, and they were very thoughtful, and they applauded at the right times and everything else. They were quite excited. So this concert from 1964, the tapes from it then emerged many years later. So we're going to listen to a track from that. This is In Concert from 1964, the Blue Sky Boys. This is something called The Fox, which is an old English tune, but it was sung in America a lot as well.
Fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him life. For many a mile ago that night, before he reached the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile ago that night, before he reached the town, oh. He ran till he came to a great big bin, where the ducks and the geese were put there in. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave the town. Oh. He grabbed a gray goose by the neck, threw the duck across his back. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and her legs all dangling down. Oh. Down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and her legs all dangling down. Old Mother Flip-Flapper jumped out of bed, out of the window she cocked her head. Sing John, John, the gray goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Crying John, John, the gray goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, oh. Then Jan ran to the top of the hill, blowed his horn both loud and shrill. Fox, he said, I better flee from the kill, or I'll soon be on my trail, oh, trail, oh. Trail, oh. Fox, he said, better flee from the kill, or I'll soon be on my trail, oh. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, better go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town, oh. Fox and his wife about his drive, cut up the goose with a fork and knife. They never had such supper in life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, the bones, oh. They never had such a supper in life, and the little ones chewed on the bones,
Well, it appears this is our last track for tonight. Before that, we heard the Blue Sky Boys, and you're thinking, oh, that close harmony, yeah, Everly Brothers did that, and so on did that. Well, but the Blue Sky Boys were doing this 30 years before anybody else was. Anyway, that was The Fox in concert, 1964. That was 13 years after they stopped playing together, and they had to actually figure out, well, how did we used to play these songs? The bands I was in 13 years ago, I could never kind of recreate what we did then, whatever it was we did. This is a band called Callan. They're a fine quintet out of Wales. Each member incredibly talented. They played lots of major festivals in Europe and North America, including in Canada. And, they do some great dancing as well, and their dress code is amazing. They began by busking in the streets of Cardiff, raising money to pay for university fees. So there you go. You gotta make sure that university fees aren't too low, because otherwise people wouldn't busk in the streets and become famous roots musicians like these folks. Anyway, thanks for joining me, and next week we'll do another set of concerts, because we're kind of remembering this special moment when artists and audiences come together. Thanks for joining me. Do take care of each other at this time, especially. Happy trails.